Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Daf Reish Samech Zain, Vaad Teshi'i. Ba'omar Rabbi Zeira, Ba'isim Rabbi Chinan Bar Papa. Bo'u Re'e Shereki Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Adam. There's a crucial difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and flesh and blood. Midas Basar V'Adam, Kli Reikan Machazik, Male Eino Machazik. In our experience, in the physical world, an empty utensil has the ability to contain. A full utensil cannot contain anything else. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא אינו יקן, מלא מחזיק, ריקון אינו מחזיק. In the spiritual realm, it's the opposite. A full utensil can contain more, absorb more. An empty utensil cannot contain. Let's get more in ברכוי סדף מהם עמוד א'. עניינים של בשר ודם מחזיק דווקא כלי ריקון. The author is elaborating here. Concepts that pertain to flesh and blood, specifically someone empty can contain more and more. כגוין בצה, Kesef, a pursuit of money. Kavoid, a pursuit of recognition. Ta'anugim, a pursuit of physical gratification. Shmi'as chadashois, a prosaic example. A desire to hear the latest news. Mishu bivchinas kli reikon ratz acharei kol eile. Somebody who's a kli reikon is empty. These are things that appeal to him. He'll pursue them. Mishub atzmusei kli malei, a person who innately is a kli malei, ein lo inyan b'chol ele. He's not interested in these things. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hefucha, the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spiritual realm, it is the opposite. Es kirvasoi, terasoi, v'avoyedasoi, machazik rakli malei. Closeness to Hashem and accomplishment in Torah and Avodah, only a person who's already a kli malei can develop further. Adam shukvar malei chokhma v'ir'ah. A person is already full of wisdom and yir'ah, yachol lekabel kol oid yosef yosef. Has the capacity to go much further, more, to accept and to absorb more and more. Adam shibivchinas kli reikon eino machazik me'uma. Whereas a person who is empty cannot contain these things. Kol hamatzui etzel limud Torah kvar chazam mibesaro yisrael emes hazeis. Anyone who is involved in learning Torah would have seen in his own experience this truth. Chazam mibesaro is, of course, a paraphrase of the pasuk in Yoiv. Mibesaro yechazeh. So anyone who's learned a little bit knows from experience this truth. Keshu yisroken ktsas el adei bitul Torah. When a person becomes emptied, even to a small extent, by idleness, bitul Torah, kashe lo echakach ad meod likloit mashu lomed. Afterwards, it becomes more difficult to go back to that same level, to regain where one was. V'chama yegyois yegyat shechazor leisenu bilimud. It takes so much effort to go back to where he was, to robust learning. L'chein chirdas nafshe shel kol tamid chachami shelo yisoken v'shiyeh tamid kli malei. And therefore, the concern of every tamid chacham is that he should not become empty. He should be constantly full. Ach b'me yismalei. How does one fill oneself? Ve'omer b'machshava b'Torah. To keep oneself at that optimum level all the time through thought in Torah. Ve'yesh lenu ladas zeis. We should know this. Kim'at yoyser mima sho'elim b'Torah l'adei limud b'fnim b'sefer. We could almost say that more than one grows in Torah through formal learning in a sefer, in a seder, oylim alidei machshava m'moshechas b'Torah. One grows more through extended thought in Torah. In other words, not in a formal seder, not in a book, but dafka as has been described in these Vadim. Gedolei ha-Torah asher mipim anu chayim, the great Torah personalities that are our role models, ibedu eskoch machshavtam lafli, they processed, developed, cultivated the power of thought wondrously, uvchol tirdoisem v'tiltulem, throughout their preoccupations, difficulties, travels, היו תמיד עמוסים מחשבות של תורה. They were laden with thoughts of Torah. והיגיעה והנעימות של המחשבה ישמדה להם בכל המצבים. It's the toil and the pleasantness of thought that stood by them in all circumstances. ובזה גדלו והצליחו לעשות פרי. And in this they grew and succeeded. The author doesn't mention this, but perhaps a prime example of this in later generations is the Briskerov. In his biographies and elsewhere, it's well known that when he was a youngster, his father, Rav Chaim, very often sent him on errands because he was, of course, the Rav of Brisk. And he describes very clearly how his father deliberately and instructed him and trained him while doing these errands all the time to be involved in Torah. It would be an unceasing process. He would go on this errand, and when coming back, they would continue discussing the sugya, and it was a deliberate training attempt in exactly what we're saying over here, to become accustomed to thinking in Torah while being involved in other things. The author continues, we have to follow the footsteps and train ourselves in thought, as per the words of the Shema. Seeing that, with regard to our avoida, we always have this overarching rule that circumscribes our avoida, that don't bite off more than you can chew. What we're going to do is just to continue strengthening, consolidating our training, our exercise of strolling in the street for half an hour every day, engaged in pleasant thoughts, עד שיכול נוכל לה בעזרת השם, until we succeed in doing so. ועד עשירי, the 10th ועד, אמרנו בשחילה ספק זה, we said at the beginning of this chapter, שני הכוחס העליונים שבאדם הם הרצון הפנימי והמחשבה. The two supreme forces in man are inner will and מחשבה. עד כה ייחדנו את עבודתנו על הכוח השני. Thus far, we focused our avoda on the second one, מחשבה. ניסינו להסלמד בשני שלבים. We've had two stages. הראשון, ריכוז המחשבה בעניין אחד, the first stage, which was the first few ve'adim, was to focus one's thought on one concept without being distracted for a number of minutes. The second stage was made up of organized, pleasant thought while strolling in the street for a longer period of time, something like 30 minutes. מעתה נגיע לשלב השלישי. At this point, we reach the third stage. שילוב המחשבה עם הרצון. The combination of thought and will. שילוב זה הוא מה שנקרא במשנה ובגמרא כוונס הלב. This combination is what the Mishnah and Gemara calls כוונס הלב. הבה נלמד. The Mishnah in מסכת ריש השנה. והיה כאשר ירים מוישה ידו וגבר ישראל, the Mishnah starts quoting the Psukim Nebeshalach regarding the war with Amalek. When Moshe lifted his hands, then Bnei Israel did well in the battle. וכידיו של משה אויסס מלחמה, אויסס ורויס מלחמה. What do his hands have to do with anything? Because he lifts them, they win, and because he lowers them, they lose the war. אלא לא ימר לך, the idea is, כל זמן שישראל מסתכלים כלפי מעלה, this idea of Moshe's hands being raised indicates as long as Bnei Israel looked upwards ומשעבדים את ליבם לאביהם שבשמיים and submitted themselves, their hearts, to Hashem, היו מזגבין, they would be victorious. ואם לאו, if the opposite, היו נופלים, then the opposite. כיוצא בדבר, a similar example. כיוצא בדבר, אתה אומר, עשה לך שרף ושים אויסוי על נס. Hashem says to Moshe, when this plague of serpents strikes the camp, make a serpent, place it on a pole, anyone bitten who will see this copper snake, that's the one that Moshe made, copper davka, will live. And the Mishnah asks the same question, so you have some emblem, does that make a person survive or not? אלא בזמן שישראל מסתכלים כלפי מעלה, when they looked upwards ומשעבדים את ליבם לאביהם שבשמיים, and they subjugated their hearts to הקדוש ברוך הוא, היו מסרפאים, they would recover. ואם לאו היו נמוקים, if not, then the opposite. רבי עובדיה מברטנורה, comments, משום דאיירי לאל בכוונס הלב, since the previous Mishnah was also talking about something called כוונס הלב, that it was a technical discussion between יויצה, שופר, etc. תנינה מלהך, so the Mishnah also taught this now, the isba, because it contains this principle, b'sha'a she'mechavnim libam la'aviyim she'bashamayim hem mizgabim. This idea that when they, you see that we're using this term kavanas halev, when they have kavanah, then they would be successful, whether in battle or they would recover from the injury of the snake. Says the author, Hari Kan Mevaeres HaMishnah Mai Kavanas HaLev. The Mishnah here explains to you what this phrase means, Kavanas HaLev. V'yesh bah shnei inanim, two elements to it. Histaklus klapei mala v'yamachshava. When the Mishnah speaks about looking upwards, it refers to thought. Ki bevaday haramas ayinayim bli machshava ina klum. Of course, the Mishnah is talking about lifting your eyes up without anything. That's just, you know, eye exercises or neck exercises. That's nothing. No, the idea of looking upwards means machshava. V'yishta'abdus lakadosh baruch hu v'zeh baratzoin. And the second element of subjugating oneself to Hashem's wishes is inherent in the ratzoin, in the will. So to summarize, Hari Kavanas HaLev, Hi Machshava Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavanas HaLev, meaning thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Val Yadah Mis'orer HaLev Lishtabed Beratzon Avodah Zarah. And through that thought, it stimulates the heart then to subjugate itself willingly to Avodah Zarah. Lamadnu Bazeh Mai Kavanah B'Tfilah. What we've just learned is the meaning of Kavanah in Tfilah. Not as we are accustomed to define kavana, meaning to focus on the meaning of the words. The words of the tefillah are important in the sense of being signposts. In what I must fulfill this injunction of mistakel klapei mala, meaning b'machshava nechona. They are signposts as to what to be thinking of. But as we said, the second element, through that one then has to stimulate the will to draw nearer to Hashem in Avodah. If one has merely machshava, merely the first element, one is concentrating on the words, understanding them, eina tefila ela tera. It's not tefila, it's tera. Im yis ameitz adam lachashev machshavos gedolos al hagadol hagibor v'norei. If a person makes an effort to produce profound thoughts about this phrase or any other one, hagadol hagibor v'norei, zoi machshava shel tera v'lo tefila. What is accomplished is a Torah thought, because he has only the one element. Tefila has two elements. Aval, in contrast, im yachshev al hagadol hagibor v'norei. If he does reflect, and again we're using the words as the author said as signpost as to what to reflect on. If he thinks about these words, and then, and then, as Rav Chaim Voloshin puts it, delight in Hashem through these words, and through this, he stimulates within himself a desire to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be nearer. Zoi kavana b'tefillah. That is what's called kavana in tefillah. Uvaduk umnusehu. This is tried and tested. Im adam begishtol ispalel. If a person, on approaching tefillah, yorer machshava vegam ratzoin. If he stimulates both thought and will, yetzliach bisfilaso. He will be successful in his tefillah. Nenase leislamed bechavana salev. So we're going to try and practice the concept of Kavanas HaLev according to this mold, this notion. Befasuk rishon shel kias shema pam biyom. In the first pasuk of the Shema, once a day. That's the exercise. Anu chazrim baze lashalav harishon shel ahistamdus b'machshava. We're going back to the first stage, which we had in the first few ve'adim of training machshava, v'hainu lerakez es machshava, focus the mind, mibili lases lah listot l'inyan tzedadi, without allowing it to be distracted. Kedei le'agi alaze, in order to do this, to achieve this, yesh la'ases hafsaka ktana acharei habricher b'mo yisrael be'ahava. One should have a small pause after concluding the previous bracha, habricher b'mo yisrael be'ahava, pause. Prepare to what one is going to say and intend. Then recite Shema Yisrael. Berikuza machshava uvratzoin lekabel ol machu shamayim. By focusing without any distraction, coupled with a desire to receive ol machu shamayim. כאשר נגיע בעזרת השם לעבודת התפילה, when later on in this volume we'll speak about עבודת התפילה, נחזור לעניין הכוונה. We're going to return to this concept. כאן כוונתנו להסלמד במחשבה המצטרפת להסערירוס הרצון. Here, our intent is to practice this idea of thought coupled with stimulation of one's will. Finally, סיום הוועדים למחשבה, conclusion. נחתום את פרק זה בהערה אחת למבינים. We're going to seal, meaning conclude this chapter with one comment for perceptive students. The pasuk in Balak, Vayichar af Elohim ki hoylechu v'chulei. Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. Hadavar ra b'einei Hashem, it was evil in the eyes of Hashem, v'hu olech levadoi. Nonetheless, Bilam chose to go by himself. Second verse in Shemois, Vatered bas paroi lirchotz al hayor, v'na'arase holchois v'chulei. Bas paroi went to bathe in the river and her maidens were walking. Chazal comment, holchois lamus lefishim ichubah. They were going to die because they protested. They didn't want her to save the baby in this in the reeds. Al derech hinei anochi olech lamus b'Esav. In the same vein as Esav's exclamation before he bought the nazid from Yaakov, hinei anochi olech lamus, I'm going to die. Hen halchu levadan, bli boire. They walked by themselves without the Creator, kmo Esav, like Esav chose. V'zoi halicha lemisa. That's walking towards death. The author continues, Ein la'adom la'leches levad bli bor'oimo. A person dare not walk alone without his creator. Ki livyas chenhem l'roishecha. The pasuk in Mishlei Perek Aleph. Torah is, livyas connotes accompaniment. Ha'tera yisod shel livui. The Torah is a profound idea of livui, of accompaniment. Sheloi ne'lech levad b'derech hayenu. Not to walk alone along the path of life. That's the purpose of man in his world, to go with his creator. We have different levels of it, as the author now shows. Chanoch walked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es HaElokim Yisalech Noach, the same expression, with God. Yisalech lefonai v'yesamim, go in front of me. Achrei Hashem lekechem teilechu. Walk behind Hashem. So the author says, Itoi lefanav acharav isbarach, avaloi levad. Those are different levels. With Hashem, ahead of Hashem, behind Hashem, but not alone. Vezois betera of yira, bemidois of maasim. This applies to Torah, yira, midois, actions. We're talking about machshava in these verdim. Gam bemachshava, uv machshava betera, even in the context of thought and thought in Torah, yesh bechina shel halicha levad. There are two aspects. There's an aspect of walking alone in thought, and there's a concept of walking with Hashem in thought. Machshava amitis, a true machshava, a desirable one. Hi ha-memasheshes tamid eskir vaso yizborach. It's a machshava that's constantly gauging, touching, feeling Hashem's closeness. Titachen machshava b'Torah. It's possible to have thought in Torah, nechona v'tova, correct, good, אבל בלעדיו יסבורה. But without הקדוש ברוך הוא, וגם זוהי בחינה של הליכה לבד. It's an aspect, it's a level of walking alone, as we saw above. Of course, above were extreme cases. This is a level, an aspect of walking alone. כוונס הלב, אמרנו, we said above, כוונס הלב היא שילוב מחשבה ורצון. It's a combination of thought and will. תפילה במחשבה לבד בלי רצון. We said above, in the previous ועד, the davening while using only the one element of thought, without ratzoin, teirah yivelot v'leitz terah. It's not tefillah. Ach gam b'machsheves ha-terah yachol yitz tzlil shel ratzon iskariv. In thought of terah, it can be the sound of a wish to be close, b'mishush ratzon Hashem u'b'halacha lemaaseh. In feeling the will of Hashem in halacha lemaaseh. The pasuk in Beshalach. Vayikra Hashem ha-makoyim masa u'meriva. They call this place strife, friction. Al riv b'nei Yisrael, because b'nei Yisrael quarreled, ve'al nasesam es Hashem, they tested Hashem. Le'imor, hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is Hashem among us or not? Sha'isalem machshava gvoa me'oid. Elsewhere in this, in Alisha, we discuss this in detail. that they really had a deep chakira over here. V'loi b'muvan ha'pashut. There's nothing simple. Yesh yehanaga gluya. When they speak about Yesh Hashem, that means an open, revealed hashgacha. Ayin yehanaga ne'elamav yasegvo. Ayin is a hidden hanaga which is even greater. What they really wanted to know is which level of Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu would employ. Hayesh Hashem im Ayin. The author says, Chakira Gvoha Me'od, a very noble and subtle investigation. Aval machshaval sheyesh bah bechina shel halicha levad lefiru memus madagatam. It was a thought that had an aspect to it, a tinge of walking alone, according to their level. The claim against him was, if you're going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what difference is it going to make? Whether it will be this level of Hanhaga, that level, he's with you. That was the claim against him. The Torah refers to it very severely. They tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it produced words that would tantamount to complaining against Hashem. It's over here, a Torah thought, supreme, very, very high. It's this anhoga, that anhoga. It's mamash, a very high thought. Ach bivchinas ma halicha levad. On a certain level, it was walking alone. Ve'en zo shlemus. That's not perfection. Machshava shehalicha itoy, a machshava which constitutes walking with Hashem, bah remimus, bah kedusha, bah dvekus. It has exaltedness, sanctity, attachment to Hashem. Ashrei hazechel hazeh. Fortunate is one who earns that, im me'at im harbe, whether to a great extent or lesser. Ad kan.